next letter, the holy letters of the Rebbe in volume 15. This is letter number 5580. Baruch Hashem, the 5th of Tammuz, Heitosh Yizayim, Brooklyn, New York. And this is another letter to eventually President Shazar, who was a follower of the Rebbe. And the Rebbe gave him a lot of attention, and the Rebbe writes to him. So the Rebbe says, Shalom Uvracha. So the Rebbe says, I found out, you remember if we had some letters before about the name of Kfar Chabad, to name it, to change it from before, to add it, to change it a little bit. So there was various different suggestions over there, but the Rebbe insisted that it should be named Kfar Chabad. So the Rebbe says, I found out that your effort with regards to the names of Kfar Chabad, and that your effort succeeded. So the Rebbe says, even though it's extra to tell you thank you for this, but this is extra. Mainly, the Rebbe says, it is my wish to emphasize again that which I heard from my father-in-law many times, that because of the self-sacrifice of the Alter Rebbe, he had the merit that each one of those who occupy themselves in matters of Hasidus, their hand will be on the top, they will succeed. So this gives me hope, additional hope, that your honors will recognize in your powers and your potentials on the greatest levels, and you will utilize it to the greatest measure for the benefit of the Jewish people in generally, and amongst them for the benefit of the Hasidim, the community of Hasidim, and their matters that are in the Holy Land, the Tibonim Zekated especially. Rebbe wants him to advocate, telling him that he has the special powers, because the Alter Rebbe said that anybody who will work matters of Hasidus will be successful. Yodom Al Yoyno. Rebbe says that means that you have extra powers and you will utilize it for the Jewish community in general and specifically for the Hasidim. As far as the teachings of the Alter Rebbe in manuscript that have not been printed, so he asked, apparently he asked the Rebbe. The Rebbe says the work is progressing as we had discussed when you were here, and also with fitting with the telegram that he sent from London, which meaning somebody was going to fund it, so that there will be the means for the time, on a timely fashion, the money will be there to support this project. And as we're approaching the days of the redemption, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel Tammuz that are coming upon us, I want to express my wishes that these days should bring much good afloat upon you, of much good, because just like everything that is good is Nitzchi, is eternal. Everything good is eternal. Because it's rooted, it's sourced in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which was, is, and will be as one. So also the Mesiras Nefesh of my father-in-law for that which is holy by the Jewish people, that stands as well today, that is today also. And that, and that Manaseres, I mean that covers the hollow. I'm not sure, it's not so familiar to me, the Lashon of the Naseres. I just gotta wonder if this is the lashon there. But in the hollow of the world, this is an expression maybe of Chazal. Even in this physical world, even in the material world, it diminishes the obscurity and the block that's in the world. And it wakes up anybody who wishes to listen to this arousal and this devotion, the fact to give over the soul and also give over the body to the infinite light and the luminary, to give it over to Hashem, which is, there's no space void of Him. Any speech, any action of the person, in the language of the Alter Rebbe, Leis machshava tfisa beklal, there's no thought that can grasp hold of Hashem at all. We can't capture Hashem. Hashem is not in the realm of being able to take Him in. The only way is when you take Hashem through Torah and mitzvahs. When you learn Torah, you do mitzvahs, that's the way of your relationship, and that's the way to take Hashem into your life. Because otherwise, it is beyond. The Rebbe says that the Rebbe's Mesiras Nefesh, it stands forever. So the fact that so many years ago already, but the fact that he had self-sacrifice, that impact is good, stays in the world, and it helps take away some of the obscurity, the blockages of the world. And if you want to listen to it, it can arouse you, it can awaken you to devote yourself to the Shem, the Mor. And the way to connect to Hashem, how do you devote yourself to Hashem, is through Torah and mitzvahs. The Rebbe says, with honor, and I cherish you, and with blessing for the Chag HaGeula. So that's the letter to the Shazar, encourages him to his capabilities, and the Rebbe explains to him that it's on schedule, the publication of the Alter Rebbe's writings that are in the manuscript, it's on schedule to be printed, provided, hopefully, that the means, person will come through with the means, so it will be in a timely way, and the Rebbe wishes him with these days to be a flow of only good, much good, and to much strength of to obscure the blockage and to connect Hashem through Torah mitzvahs with honor and respect and blessing for redemption. Okay.